Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject at present called Explaining Evangelism, and we're doing part six from the 10-part series, and the topic is Things That Stop You Going to Evangelize. Let us now go to the scripture in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, and Jesus speaking, and this is the Great Commission to the body of Christ, or the born-again believer. And he said unto them, Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Have you ever noticed how easy it is for new believers to tell people about Jesus Christ? And you must ask yourself why. They have a first love in them towards Jesus. They are unashamed with joy within them. They have a sense of purpose of living and a sense of plan of God in their life. They are not afraid to share what God has done for them. They pray a lot for people and friends and family. Let me now talk about the things that stop a person or a believer doing evangelism. First point, have we lost our first love for Christ? In Luke chapter 7, verse 47, we read, Wherefore I say unto you, her sins which were many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, some loves little. Many believers that have been saved for a long period of time have simply lost their first love for Jesus, whereas the new believer has a fresh revelation still within them of God's grace and love and forgiveness. The next point, are you ashamed of the gospel message? Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone believes, first the Jew, then the Gentile. In 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. This is the plan from Satan to stop us preaching the gospel to the world, to bind us up in shame and fear. The world would try to make you feel ashamed of being a Christian, but do not be. The world should be ashamed, not us. How can you be ashamed of the one who loves you? In Mark chapter 8, verse 38, it reads, Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. It's important not to be ashamed of Christ Jesus and not to be ashamed of the gospel, which has the power of salvation. The world doesn't understand this, but the people in the kingdom of God do understand and are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The next point, an attitude of, I do not care. This is an attitude of the heart and mind, and this will put us to sleep, spiritually speaking. And sometimes what we need is a good slap in our spiritual faces to wake us up. Why? People are dying and going to hell, and we have the answer of eternal life. The next point, you may say that we are not prepared enough yet to go. If you are waiting to become fully prepared by God before you go into the world, you will be waiting a long time. You will not find the perfect church who has it all together before you go and preach. God has just simply called us to go, and he will prepare us as we're going. I need to add something here too. When I first started doing evangelism, I went on the street. And it's a scary thing when you first go on the street and meet the public. You're preaching the gospel, or you're sharing it with people. You're not prepared. And what I've learned as you start going into something like evangelism, in the beginning, you don't know a lot. It's a little bit scary. And your faith needs to grow and all those sorts of things. But as you go, God starts to equip you and gives you the confidence that you need. He tells you what to pray for people, how to prepare yourself. You don't wait at home and get fully prepared and then go. You put the word of God on the inside of you and then you go. And as you go, God equips you more and more with more experience, more authority, more confidence, more anointing. So don't wait at home or in your church before you go into the world. The Bible simply says, go into the world and preach the gospel. Amen. The last point, maybe you think you are not called. Everybody is called to go into the world and preach the gospel in the workplace, in the home and streets. Jesus trained up his disciples and sent them out Our call is also very clear in John chapter 20, verse 21, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 19, Mark chapter 16, verses 15, and Luke chapter 24, verse 47. So Jesus said unto them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And then he said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, and beginning at Jerusalem." Do not wait for yourself to become an evangelist first before you go. It does not happen that way. Start with the small things, and the large things will eventually come. My experience in evangelism is when I first went on the street, I didn't know a lot. I didn't know anything about evangelism except go into the world and preach the gospel. So when I went onto the street at nighttime doing evangelism, I worked with other people in other churches, and slowly my confidence grew as I got more successful, getting people born again, getting people healed. Also remember, when you go on the street, you're going on the street with the Holy Spirit. So trust God, trust the Holy Spirit to do the work of the ministry on the street. Thank you for being with me during this topic. I hope you've enjoyed it. Our next topic coming along will be part 7, Sowing Seeds Together as a Church. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.